The Democratic presidential contenders today continued their efforts to retool their campaigns after the Iowa caucuses. John Kerry, Howard Dean, Wesley Clark, and Joe Lieberman were in New Hampshire. Kerry gave a speech attacking special interests, vowing to give America back its soul. It's the kind of message that had been working for Howard Dean, who had just one event today. John Edwards was in South Carolina, where he said that he is the candidate who can win in every part of the country. In a moment, we'll hear from NPR's Adam Hochberg, who was with the Edwards campaign in Greenville. But first, NPR's Scott Horsley reports on the day's events for Kerry and Dean.
There are a lot of signs pointing to John Kerry in New Hampshire these days. One of those signs is held by Jolene Bussier, a campaign volunteer helping to direct traffic towards a Kerry speech today in Nashua.
We're out here supporting Kerry. It's cold, but we're braving the weather because we believe in his cause. Woo!
Kerry!
Kerry!
Kerry spoke at a college named for another New England senator, Daniel Webster. But in the text of his speech, Kerry sounded less like a veteran senator than a populist crusader.
I am running for president so that you will have a president who is really on your side, a president who will take on the powerful interests that stand in your way. I'm running for president to free our government from the dominance of HMOs and the drug industry and big oil that keep distorting the real concerns and needs of our nation, so that we can give America back its future and its soul.
Kerry criticized the Bush administration for catering to what he called the Tycos and the Tysons.
The motto of this administration is no special interest left behind.
Kerry's audience was receptive, but not necessarily won over. Many people remained in their chairs when Kerry reached his big finish. This was a crowd of the curious rather than the committed. David and Jean Enriquez of Litchfield, New Hampshire, are still shopping around.
Kerry has a lot of momentum going. And this, you know, that the Iowa caucus, you know, that could propel him. I think Dean is just about over now. And he was a popular vote, but not when it really counted. So.
Yeah, I was for Dean before, but I don't think so now after, I don't know, something about him.
Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean once held a commanding lead in New Hampshire, but polls taken since the Iowa caucuses show that lead is now fading, like the Dean bumper sticker on a sedan parked outside the Kerry event. At Dean headquarters in Manchester, though, volunteers are still enthusiastic. Dean visited headquarters today to cheer on the troops, who were busy stuffing envelopes and making phone calls. His tone was less fiery today, but his language still determined. He argues that his campaign blazed the anti-establishment trail that some of the other Democratic candidates, including Kerry, are now trying to walk.
One of the most extraordinary things about this campaign is that ordinary people are fueling it. Look around here. That is what this campaign's about. It's about ordinary Americans. It's not about Washington special interests. It's about ordinary people trying to take their country back.
One supporter shouted out, "We believe in you, Howard," to which Dean replied, "It's not about believing in me, it's about believing in you." Dean himself spent much of the day at home in Vermont, but he urged his followers to keep spreading the message in New Hampshire. One computer screen at headquarters displayed a telephone script for undecideds. Even some voters who thought they had made a decision are taking a second look at the candidates, with the race now apparently up for grabs. Harry and Helen Smith of Nashua are listening to all the Democratic contenders with a somewhat skeptical ear.
To quote Robert Frost, they have a lot of promises to keep.
Smith says they'll probably make a decision within the next few days. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.